from the Spring Warrior Church class. Pastor?
Well, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the rain that you've sent us. We ask, O Lord, that we honor and take care of each other, that we show love to one another. We ask as we discuss these things that you give the commissioners wisdom and the ability to be able to discern between right and wrong and to make the best decisions for the community. Lord, in everything we ask that we honor and glorify your name. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Of announcements to make. Commissioner Gibbs is out of town, so he will not be with us today. And somebody told me just before the meeting started that it's Commissioner Page's birthday today.
Okay.
I would say we would sing happy birthday to him, but. We have an add-on, and that will be 10A, Scott Mixon, Public Affairs Manager, and Chet Thompson, Tim Holloway, Program Manager, Georgia Pacific, Foley Cellulose Mill, to provide a quarterly update on the Tim Holloway Pipeline Construction Project. Are there any other changes or additions to the agenda this morning? If not, is there a motion to approve the revised agenda?
Motion to approve.
Second.
We got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Consent items 4 through 8. Anybody have anything about the consent items?
I'd like to ask number 8 be removed so I can ask a question or 2 or 3.
Okay.
You want to do number 8 first?
Yes. Yes. Let's approve the.
Well,
you
don't
just
up.
Talk about it as it is, or
we'll
just
talk
about
it.
Take it off.
Probably you can discuss it and take it off.
Okay.
I move to approve all consent items at this time except number 8.
Okay.
Sure.
We got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Go ahead with number 8.
The reason I ask that number 8 be removed is there are 4 properties, 4 houses, 2 of which are funded by SHIP, and 2 of which are funded by CDBG funds. They exceeded the threshold, so what's been asked of us is that we approve change orders exceeding the arbitrary cost for both the SHIP and the CDBG. Now, in looking at the properties, the names of the people, I believe I'm not incorrect if I state that CDBG funds can be used on houses that are in the floodplain. Am I correct in that part, Ms. Luna?
I believe so.
Okay.
There is a restriction.
All right. I have a constituent that for more than 3 years whose house and lot is partially in the floodplain. I have had or asked that applications be sent this gentleman, and I was told that he would qualify for the CDBG funds, which allows some money to be spent on the house. He doesn't want a new house, he wants the house to be renovated a little. His kitchen floor is on the dirt. And then I was told that he couldn't spend but up to half of what it would cost to repair. The assessed value on that property is $38,000. Half of that is $19,000. So in good faith, I went to see the gentleman. And I said, from what I've been told, you can qualify, if you fill out the paperwork and everything's in order, for $19,000, which is half of $38,000. Yet to my knowledge, This man's is never, I just would like to know, and I'll give you the name prior.
Okay.
I'd like to know where we are on this.
Yes, sir.
Which I know where we are, we haven't done anything. Okay. I've spoken to Jay Mosley over the telephone, got treated very rudely.
Yes, sir.
And I'm waiting for his contract to come up so I can vote against him. But, you know, you owe it to the citizens to be upfront and honest. Sorry, your paperwork didn't come in right. Maybe you made too much money, or you're in a floodplain, or whatever it is. But I just wanted to have this taken off so that, on record, that this man's commissioner is not satisfied in the service that he's got. I don't think he's being treated fairly.
I'll be happy to follow up on that, and then I will reach out to GSG myself and see if I can get some explanation on this particular case.
I want action, not explanation.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to let you deal with it now.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's all. Okay. I'm moving.
I want to add to what you said. As a constituent on Ellison Road, and I took the application to him, he filled it out, and was told that we couldn't help him because he was in a flood zone. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And why is it that, I mean, he was turned down for being in the flood zone. So if CDBG can be used for the flood zone, why hasn't somebody in the last 3 years that I tried to help him said, oh, yeah, we can help you? I mean, it seems like it's pushed away in a drawer or thrown in the garbage can, and that's the end of it. And it seems like to me, if someone fills out that application asking for help, and he truly needs help, the same as his constituent, why isn't it kept right there and saying, okay, let's see how we can help this person? Now, I don't know who to place the blame on, but
I'll follow
that, that's an issue.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for bringing that up.
And I know we have another funding cycle coming up for CDBG where we can apply for additional funds. So it may be an issue with the funding cycle, but I'll follow up on both of those.
All right. Remind me to give you the name of this individual, which you already know, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, my issue is it's been there now about 3 years, and it's been forgotten. Instead of it's still on file, it's still this person still needs help.
Right.
Thank you.
Now I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda item number 8 that we just discussed.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Public request number 9. The board to consider approval of draft resolution opposing changes to the existing trout regulations by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission, FWC, as agenda by Don Perez, president of the Taylor County Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Development.
I'm requesting that the commission approve this resolution to be sent to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission in regards of some of the proposed changes that they have stated in their last couple meetings. Would you like me to read it?
Well, I was going to ask for a motion to read this resolution in its entirety.
Marcia's calling Conrad's office now.
Well, anybody can read it. Do you want to read it? Let me ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we allow the chair to appoint whomever she...
But there's Conrad.
There's Conrad. Oh. That way I ask our attorney to read the resolution in its entirety.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're on number 9. We've made a motion. By its entirety. We got a motion. Is there a second?
Certainly.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same side. Motion carries. Mr. Bishop.
Number 9, huh? Okay. Let's see. I've got it marked. a resolution of the Board of County Commissioners voicing opposition to the proposed trout regulations by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County, Florida has been informed that FWC State of Florida is considering changes to the trout rules for the Big Bend area. And whereas our economy relies strongly on tourism, which includes scalloping, fishing, hunting, birding, and kayaking, the economic impact of tourism on our area is over $16 million annually. And whereas if the proposed trout rule changes were to be adopted, it would be crippling our local captains, which to date we have over 40 that operate in our area. And whereas Taylor County benefits from trout season in that citizens from all of the state and out of the state come to Taylor County to fish, and whereas the season is an economic help to Taylor County, Florida, and whereas the Board of County Commissioners of Taylor County are charged with assisting its citizens in these economic times, therefore, be it resolved by the Taylor County Board of County Commissioners that they strongly oppose a change to the trout regulations passed in regular session this 22nd day of October 2019.
Thank you. Anything else you want to say?
No, I feel very strongly that they will see some of our requests at the next meeting. I don't think that all the proposals will pass, I'm hoping anyway. But thank you.
All right, is there a motion to approve this resolution?
I make motion.
Do you have a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Constitutional officers, other governmental units. Number 10, Sheriff Wayne Padgett to appear to make a presentation to the Board of County Commissioners. You going to give us some money?
Mr. Page. All right. That's my birthday gift. Oh, Henry, yes, and his birthday.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
I just want to thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you for helping us, working together, and being part of the community. We're certainly going to continue the track that we're on. We still got our platform on with our drug war. We're still moving forward. Hopefully, we've made a difference. And we can see a difference on the streets. But we continue to work diligently that way. We work with our school board, school superintendent, Danny Glover. We thank him for helping us. We have an SRO program. We got deputies in every school with a director now. To be sure that paperwork gets done on time that's mandated through the state. But I just want to thank the board and each new commissioner for being a part of us being successful. We wouldn't make it without you. So I just want to say thank you.
Well, I appreciate it.
Sheriff Patrick, you've done a great job. Out in the community, I hear good things about you. They're really proud of your stance on the drug problem and just appreciate what you've done and your officers and staff have done for this community. Do you have any kind of statistics? I know that we've seen lots and lots of arrests in the paper, and there might be some that's not having even been in the paper.
I do have a UCR form. I don't have them with me, but I can get them and have them brought back up here at the next commission meeting. But I know that our party may want to. Do you remember some of them stats?
I don't off the top of my head. I know that we've had a decrease in
crime rate
in certain areas, but
crash rate 85%.
Down. Yeah, with the DUI and aggressive driving grant that we got, we saw an 85% decrease in traffic fatalities, stuff like that. So
and the drug deaths are certainly up.
You may want to open the envelope, Madam Chair.
She got a bigger envelope.
She got a big one.
Oh my goodness!
We just want to say thank you. And, we know we had to take a 2.5% budget cut. We tightened our belt. We got our chin off the desk, and we made some things happen that we just want to say thank you for what y'all did for us.
Well, we do have money. This is a check to the Board of County Commissioners from the Sheriff for $414,381.31.
I think this calls for a pitch.
That calls for a
pitch. Well, I want to say this here. I think that should deter anybody from saying I can't manage a budget. That would put on me straight out of the gate, so there's proof
this
right
now. This part's a picture from the paper.
No, that's a nice check.
It sure is.
Now, Ms. Annie may get her check. We go with that one, we'll be a good check.
Yeah.
Come on, Marty.
Oh, no, this is for you guys. This is for us all.
Where do y'all want to do this at?
Right here. Where? Tell us where.
Okay,
Matt, you want to just present
that check? Good job. Front page. Thank you so much.
Appreciate
y'all.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, yes, sir.
Appreciate the plan.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. You got anything you want to add?
Yeah, just one quick thing. If this it concerns the jail. I don't think we had to make any budget amendments this year for medication or for inmate medical care this past year, so that's the first time in several years.
Yes. Thank you.
So I just wanted to point that out, too, that we were able to manage that as well.
Good. Well, we still got that meth problem, and I know y'all are working on that, and we look forward to seeing some more rest in the paper.
We find new locations every day. We got information yesterday, another new location, so our drug task force is diligently working.
Anyway, I can help you. I was reading this weekend about meth and everything, and they were talking about how several years ago they were making it, you know, but they're saying now that large quantities are coming in from Mexico.
They can make it cheaper over there, ship it cheaper than they can make it here, but it's a better grade of meth.
And they were talking about how many thousands of pounds are confiscated at the borders, and that you just imagine how much gets through. That was just astonishing to me.
Yeah.
So, see, marijuana was always Mexico's cash flow. That's what they parked on. So, with the United States, it looks like they're going to go legal with marijuana. That's their way to combat that. They're trying to push that meth thing. They're pushing it over here, right and left. They get it in any kind of way they can, underground, air. But and then, of course, we got hubs they bring in. They run just like a business, like a network, corporation.
The one thing, too, that they said that a lot of those communities, the cartel runs that community, and the police department means nothing. That they actually run it, and they've overrun the police, they kill them, and they've just taken over. I was just amazed by that story.
And that's just what little bit we know. We don't really know the whole picture of that. Yeah. We're certainly going to continue to do our job to combat in our area, in our county.
Well, keep up the good work. We appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Quick question.
Yes?
How's your dogs doing?
Doing great. Good show. And we built that canine system from the ground up. Of course, the city did help us some. And we've got them certified now. They're on the job. And you'll start seeing more and hearing more about that. It took us about 2 years to get it, but we finally got it.
Good show.
Everything's going our way.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to thank the board.
Thank you.
I'm going to stay for the next item, Commissioner, since you.
All right. Moving on?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can we go to item number 11?
Yes, because I don't see Scott Mixon's.
We need to table that item, please.
Oh, we're going to table?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and we're going to table 10A. And then under general business number 11, we're going to discuss speeding on Frank Turner Road and take possible action as agenda by Commissioner Page.
I agenda this at the request of a citizen who lives on Frank Turner Road. Is Nancy Bowden here or anybody from Frank Turner Road? I don't see her. Had this lady was persistent in me doing something, and I'm not the law enforcement of this county. She wanted me to do something to stop the speeder. And I was going down a little 2-block long street, like she said, endangering her children. And I first spoke to Officer Wimberly in the Sheriff's Department. Asked about the speed sign, and it's in a state of disrepair. And he promised to make some surveillance, and she still wasn't happy. Wanted speed bumps, and I don't know, a lot of stuff. Asked one of the put a slow children play sign at the end of the street, which used to be used as a call sign. till somebody cut a fence and went in into the road to a mobile home. And finally, I surfaced at the sheriff's office. I spoke to Martin and Officer Lee, and they said, we'll take care of it. Officer Lee said, I know this lady personally. I will go out there and talk to her, and I assure you, I'll take care of it. Have heard anything from Turner Road since?
No, sir. We have not heard anything from Turner Road. Buddy Lee himself has been out there morning, night, several different times, not made contact with anybody speeding on the road. Hasn't been able to make contact with the complainant either. So, but he's been out there himself personally several times, and we've not gotten any other complaints from Turner Road.
I haven't gotten any other complaints either. And we do not have a policy on speed humps. And I'm not really an advocate of speed humps, but some of those that are, I call them modest, and they're ways of flowing down the vehicle. Maybe we need a policy. Included in that policy, if you want a speed hump and it's not on a major collector road, you pay for it. Get all the people along the road to sign.
I believe we have a draft policy that includes that language, but it has not been approved by the Board of County Commissioners.
Right.
I think because of, you know, some questions that we had about speed humps and if that was something we wanted to pursue.
Do we want to pursue this at a workshop? Or
do you want to?
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Jim?
No matter.
We can talk about it.
Talk about it.
We already got it drafted. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
Then if we get a call, Marty, we can say the board is reviewing the policy on speed humps.
All right.
But I would support it. If we're going to cost the county any money, unless it was one that you requested, you know, on a collector road, like a Ridge Road, then there's curb, there's speed humps there, and they need to be there. Well, that's neat. Those type,
right.
The county ought to spend the money for. But on a residential street, just because you want one, well, if it doesn't interfere with the safety of anybody else on the street, and everybody along that street agrees to it, you pay for it. I'm fine with it. So we'll look at that.
Yeah, let's talk about it in our next workshop.
And Mark, tell everybody what you think.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's his phone number?
I appreciate that.
Better not give that out because he gets a lot of calls about that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Page. Item 12, Commissioner Fiegel, to discuss toll road. Just want to remind y'all that tomorrow I'll be going to Citrus County for the second MCORS task force meeting. I've been, you know, studying this, and I've had quite a bit of citizen input. And there's just not enough of data, in my opinion, out there right now for us to be making any kind of opinion, really, whether we're for it or against it. However, I do believe that it's a done deal, and I think that it will be coming. The governor and the Senate president was very much for it. It passed through the legislature this year, the first session that the governor was elected. So I feel like this is a done deal. So my task, I think, is to make sure that I work with these people to ensure that Taylor County gets benefit from it. If it's going to come through here, then I will be pushing hard to see some benefit for us and to try to minimize the negative impact. So citizens are welcome to go at the end of the meeting starting at 4:30 tomorrow. You can speak. Last time in Tampa, when we started that, we listened for 2 hours. They let everybody there speak for 3 minutes, and it took about 2 hours. So that's how many people were there. But they, you know, the public is encouraged to get involved, to come to the meetings. Also, I have talked with LaWanda and reached out to Kenneth Dudley for his input. He's our engineer, and I think that he is just the one that I need to be talking to as this rolls along. So I really appreciate Lord any help that anybody really, but especially with our engineer. So that's kind of an update on are there any questions about this, what's going on or anything?
I have one piece of information. Mm-hmm. You know more about this than I do. Rosemary Woods. You know Rosemary Fish?
Edwards, she used
to be. Yeah, it's Rosemary Edwards. It's yeah. Rosemary Woods. She works for an engineering firm called Atkins. She's a vice president. And I saw her recently, and she said, I think Atkins is going to get the contract to do the study on the routing and all that. And I'm pretty sure we're going to get it. I don't know how she felt so comfortable. She said, I'll be your go-to person for any information. If you need to know anything about the turnpike, you can call me, she said. So pass that on Rosemary Wood. Tolerance to right young lady.
She sure is, and I'd like to give her contact information. Also, Ryan Asmus, that grew up in Taylor County, is mm-hmm. part of this FDOT group, and so I look forward to cornering him up tomorrow, too. Mm-hmm. yes.
Mark Bob, 33 at Fort Slaughter Road. This was just a question. I know at the first meeting they said that they were not planning on televising future task force meetings. Do you know if they were not planning on televising them through the Florida Channel like they did the first time. Do you know if they've reconsidered that?
I have not heard anything, and I've tried to read everything that I could.
I haven't seen anything. I know they specifically were asked that question at the first meeting, and they said that they were not planning on televising, which was a disappointment with that.
Well, if they
I used the Florida Channel to watch FWC meetings, but I was hoping that maybe that they had said something that they were reconsidering.
Yeah, and I'll know tomorrow, but when I get there, I'll ask, and if not, I'll try to find out why. But you're welcome to come to the meeting.
Yeah, I don't have time. Between festival and my two jobs, unfortunately, are going to keep me in town. But I was hoping that maybe they were going to reconsider that, but it doesn't look like that. Maybe for future meetings.
Yeah, and I'll bring back as much information as I get. I'll bring it back, of course, and share it with everybody. And I'm sure that somewhere there'll be a transcript or minutes or something that the public, you know, can read. But lots and lots of questions about this project and few answers right now. I mean, you know, as I read over the agenda for tomorrow, it still looks like an overview. They're going to go back over to the Sunshine Law again, believe it or not. And they're going to go back over some questions that were sent in by some people, quite a few questions. And then it seems like another overview. So I'm not sure exactly when we'll get to the nuts and bolts, but I'm going to be asking that question tomorrow. Okay. Item 13, the board to further discuss resolution of intent for proposed solid waste assessment changes as agended by the county administrator.
This really, I believe, should be Conrad's item. He did prepare the resolution of intent.
Uh-huh.
Conrad, do you have any further information or any updates about this before we move, before we discuss?
Thank you. Ms. Annie Mae and I had a discussion with Ms. Espinoza on the telephone on October the 17th. But what this resolution is just a resolution of intent. And it's the first in the process of if, in fact, you are going to execute or do raise in a special assessment for your solid waste. She sent one and I redid it to conform with our needs pursuant to y'all's request. This doesn't mean that you're going to do it. This just means this is the first step in doing it. And you had to do it and it would need to be advertised in December.
November.
Pardon? November, thank you. Again, special assessments. I have a block against about special assessments. I have a fear of them because I've been dealing with them for so long. And if y'all recall number one, when you went down to Dixie County, Ms. Espinosa said that, in fact, you needed to do a study and told us about what the expense would be on that. But if you pass this resolution, it does not mean that you're going to do anything, that you're going to do it. This is just the initial step in it. Get it? Step in it. Get it? When I was on the phone, Annie Mae and Ms. Espinosa had a discussion. I don't know that Ms. Espinosa understood exactly what Annie Mae was saying, and I'm going to let her tell you what, if Annie Mae wants to, about her view with regard to what she talked with Ms. Espinosa about. Ms. Encinaza. So all this is, again, is just the initial step. That's all it is. And you can decide if you want to do it later on. And again, I'll say one other thing, that with special assessments, number one, it has to benefit the property, and it has to be equally spread out. It has to benefit the specific piece of property, each specific piece of property. And there's numerous case law on that, just, you know, from the beginning of time when they started doing special assessments.
Right. I think last meeting that we all understood all that, and it was the consensus of the board at that time that we wanted to have a resolution, and we all understand that resolution does not say that we're going to do it or not do it. It just, like you say, is that first step, because we got caught this last budget season because of things that we had not done. Obviously, other people knew it, but we have forgot it. We have a lot of ordinances and all that sometimes it takes a while and we forget about them. So we just want to put something in place. So if we decide to do this, we've done due diligence. We've taken all the steps that are necessary to do it.
Comment, I think one of the things that she said is that she recommended the board do it just in case you didn't do it right to start with. Right. That was her words. Mm-hmm. I guess she didn't feel like I could pull the records, but I went back and pulled the records from 1990 and it wasn't done according to the
We did it correctly?
We did it correctly, yes.
Praise the Lord.
I guess she didn't think I had the records from 1990.
I knew if we had them, you'd get them for sure. You'll also notice there's a notice that I've attached to the resolution that would go in the newspaper. It would be published November 11th, 17th, 18th, 24th, 25th, December 1st, December 2nd, 2019.
After you did that notice, have you determined that notices will have to be sent to everybody who's affected by that assessment? If that's the case, the board needs to be looking at the cost.
That was my next question. Yeah. If this serves as notice, or what, if we have to send notices to every parcel owner in Taylor County?
Well, if you raise it, you're going to have to.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't have to send any notice.
On this, you don't have to. You don't have to send a notice on this.
If we take action later, say maybe the calendar year.
Pursuant to the statute,
The statute, we want to send notice. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we understand that.
We understand that. Yeah. You want to read this by the time?
Yes.
I'm at your pleasure.
I'd like to motion that we ask Mr. Bishop to read this resolution by title only.
I'll second.
That motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr.
Fisher. Yes, ma'am. A resolution of Taylor County, Florida, electing to use the uniform method of collecting non-ad valorem special assessments levied within the unincorporated area of Taylor County, Florida, stating a need for such levy providing for the mailing of this resolution and providing for an effective date.
Thank you. Okay. Is there a motion to pass this resolution?
Motion to pass the resolution.
We'll make second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Yes.
One other thing, it says mailing, so that somebody might misinterpret that. But if you look on the on number three of the resolution, it says upon adoption, the county clerk is hereby directed to send a copy of this resolution by United States Mail to the Department of Revenue and the tax collector and the property appraisers. That's the mailing they're talking about, not mailing it out to every owner.
Thank you.
So I didn't want anybody out in the audience to misconstrue that.
Thank you. Okay. So this will be advertised the month of November?
Yes. Okay. And then it should be approved December 6th. And then that will meet the January deadline to have this approved.
County Attorney Adams 14, the board to continue discussion on proposed vaping tobacco ordinance re-agenda from October 7th, 2019.
I understood, this is what I understood, okay? I want to make sure I understood correctly. You know, we had the ordinance, and y'all decided that maybe you jumped the gun a little bit. And I took it and I handed it over here, and I thought it was done, that y'all weren't going to do anything more on it. Then there was a discussion about just putting up some signs. Am I right? Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Putting up signs.
Yeah. So I said, I'm not going to do any more vaping ordinances unless later on y'all tell me to. So I'm at y'all's pleasure with regard to that. The last one I did listed the various places as we were as copious as we possibly could, putting the various places where you couldn't do vaping and so forth. And like I said, I thought I understood that correctly, that we were just going to not do anything at this particular time except put up some signs.
Yeah, well, I think we need an ordinance. We need signs. And the only questionable thing that was. Were there going to be any penalties associated with it? And we talked about some pretty hefty, to me, maybe outrageous penalties. And we came back and said, well, you know, that may be a little extreme. And also with the county employees and with the roll-off site. I mean, you know, you're not going to stop that. You can't be out there putting people in jail at a roll-off site. So
what was the penalty? $25?
That was the last one that I did was $25 pursuant to y'all. What I did was the last one, Malcolm, was $25 penalty. I also provided that the code enforcement officer could, in fact, give the ticket, the citation. I did the form of the citation in the ordinance, and it's all subsequent. In other words, the first one I did, it raised the penalty, but y'all said you wanted the same penalty, you know, if a person kept doing it. Mm-hmm. So it's $25. That was the last one I did. Again, with regard to that, there was also some discussion, I think, about what's the state going to do. I don't know whether it's, you know, they're meeting early this year. I don't know whether they're going to do something. You know, they very well might pass something and say, you county, you can't do anything. We're going to take over, you know, totally. I don't know that they're going to do that or so forth. So that's another issue. So that was one of the reasons why y'all were wanting to go ahead at the start to get yours done prior to that, as I recall. But like I said, whatever y'all want to do, you just tell me. The computer is ready to go.
Okay. I think this should come under home rule, but they'll decide that.
I agree with you.
I'm okay with a $25 penalty. If you don't have some kind of penalty, why even waste your money on the signs? But whatever this board wants to do, I'm okay.
I'm satisfied with the $25 penalty, but I would like if we're going to pass an ordinance, it just to include some of our major parks, the sports complex, no alcohol, no tobacco products, no vaping, and then list the parks. And that way, we wouldn't be interfering with the roll-up side attendant who's underpaid to start with, from getting over here in the corner and having a cigarette.
Yeah.
You can't smoke inside buildings anyway. I don't think in that list I would include, if I were the king of the county, boat ramps. You know, I mean, I don't see where smoking is a big issue there, or vaping.
So, just the county parks.
Just the county.
Public parks.
Let's see if we can name them. Hodges Park, obviously. The sports complex. The Southside Park. And
Hampton
Springs is a park.
Shady Grove.
Shady Grove.
Communities. Shady Grove Park.
Community Center.
What about parks associated or attached to schools? Parks that are near the schools. Did we include
them? County parks.
Did we include any of those?
I don't know that we can pass an ordinance to apply to the city.
Okay.
How about Stenhatchee Park?
Stenhatchee Park.
The Community Center Park.
Community Center Park. Is that enough?
Have we missed any? I don't believe so, but we have a list.
Go through the list, and if we left another one off, or one or two, add it to it.
That's smoking and vaping.
No tobacco products. Well, we don't deal with alcohol here, but...
It's, so you want no tobacco products or vaping.
Or smoking. Because tobacco products could be dips.
It could be a dip.
Right. Okay.
Now, it's all right to use meth in these questions. Just don't smoke and don't vape.
So no alcohol, no smoking, vaping, and or use of tobacco products.
Okay.
You want to make a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. You want to...
It's a motion to require us to do the ordinance.
The motion that I will make is that we ask our attorney to draft an ordinance prohibiting smoking and tobacco products and vaping at the following county parks. And list the county parks, which would be Shady Grove Community Center, the Sports Complex, Stenhatchee Park, Hampton Springs Park, Southside Park, help me out the one.
Hodges Park.
Hodges Park. Is that any off?
The Keaton Beach Coastal Park.
Keaton Beach Coastal Park.
Would you include the Community Center Park.
We'll add that.
Stenhatchee Community Center Park.
Do you have our name? Enough parks?
I think that's enough.
And that death penalty would be $25. Is this, you think that's too much?
No.
$25?
$25? Probably
not going to have anybody. You're
not going to have anybody.
What's
called? Okay. Do you want to include Forest Capital Park?
No.
The only issue with that is it would probably be difficult to enforce during our festivals. And I know they do put up signs and ask people not to smoke at the stage, correct, Mark?
Mark?
I don't smoke nor smoke in my life, don't plan to. I just, being a volunteer at these various festivals, I know the policies typically that they put up no smoking signs around the concert area because that is where people are most congregated. There is a lot of camping on that property, so they're going to be there 24/7, so I wouldn't think enforcement would be difficult. But we do attempt to make sure, and we do keep an eye out, and with security and law enforcement over there, if we do see someone that's smoking in an area, we get a complaint. We typically name the back. I don't I personally am not aware of any issues that we've had as far as people smoking and getting complaints about it. That's not advocating either way, just providing information. Well,
thank you.
If you've got RVs there, if you want to go inside your RV and smoke, we don't want to know about it anyway. Mm-hmm. That one's up in the air for me. What do y'all think? Include that on the list?
There's no designated section for smoking at those at the concerts?
Well, it's basically don't smoke where everyone's seated.
Okay.
And then as far as the volunteer festival, we don't enforce it beyond that.
So you've designated a non-smoking area?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that should be enough.
Well, should be enough.
We partner with the health department and they give us signs. And right. They're typically out there providing information why people should be smoking.
So designated either way to have a non-smoking section or a smoking section. So you've already created a non-smoking section. So I think that is fine.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with it?
So don't include Forest Capital Park.
If it becomes a problem, you can come back and do it again.
That's for
and
sure.
And that Shady Grove, it's Shady Grove Community Center and Park. Yes. Okay.
Y'all write that all down and email me that list.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there a motion? Is there a second?
I'll make second.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Moving on. County Administrator items number 15. County Administrator to discuss informational items.
Just one reminder, Board, that our Veterans Day luncheon is scheduled for November the 11th at 12:30 at Forest Capital Park. We can move indoors in the event of any inclement weather. We're working very hard to create a nice event for our veterans to honor them.
In the past, the board has been asked to contribute. Do you have enough funding this year to take care of it?
We do.
Okay.
We've had some very very nice donations. And I believe we've reached out to y'all to see if you'd like to help serve or make a donation or help in any way. And we will put out a notice for that. That is a county holiday, but we have mm-hmm. county staff who are volunteering their time.
I can't hear you.
And I like to serve too.
No.
I'm not able to serve. I'll be a greeter.
Yes, sir.
Well, I understand we have a caterer coming in, so
yes.
I can't help cook, but I'll help serve.
Thank you. We also have a workshop scheduled for the 29th. If you have any topics for the agenda, please reach out to us prior to Friday so we can get out the packet in ahead of the meeting.
And we're going to be already on the agenda is the recovery.
Yes.
Well, we're going to decide. Okay.
Speed up. Review the speed hunt policy.
We'd also like to bring you our draft 5-year capital improvement plan. We need to finalize that. It helps us with grant points. We need to have that finalized prior to January 15th. So I'd like to complete that process as soon as we can. So we'll bring you that information as well.
Okay. And would you give us an update on Hampton Springs at that time also?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Anything else? Is that all?
Thank you.
Number 16, comments and concerns from the public for non-agenda items.
Every year I'm giving $20 for that.
Number 17, board informational items. Commissioner Murphy?
I have nothing at this time,
but I do it every year.
Commissioner Page?
I have nothing at this time.
I donate that for the
anybody else?
That's okay.
Okay, appreciate everybody getting here.
On your desk is the next audit for East Coast. There's a letter in front of us before we pay attention to the letter, and there's also a schedule of the funds that we feel like that they should pay. Look at it and see what's going on.
Thank you. Anything else? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
Move in here.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Sean.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Has he already filed?
He's doing a lot of appeal. The problem is what he's always written. And I received all the spend all this stuff out. And he installed it in Spain.
He had to write. Mr. Brooks had to write a file of requirement for that. He had done it. He had stuff in the district court.
A lot of that objective was the name.
Decision.
Sticking up.
Turn it in and start over.
That's it.